how good does it feel to have this feeling again?
Yeah, it feels good. This is the great part about football is having a great week of preparation and going out on Sunday and finding ways to win games and celebrating with your teammates and feeling good about the work and the preparation and the dedication and doing everything the right way and earning that win. So, we've been doing the work. We haven't been playing, obviously, as well on Sundays. Haven't been able to finish games and play games well into the fourth quarter and just haven't been able to close it out. And today, great team effort, everybody coming together in the fourth quarter and getting this win.
Eli, what was your message to the offense when you went out there in the overtime period?
No message. We got to do our job. Great opportunity right there. I thought Coach Sully called an aggressive game at that in overtime. But second and seven, we checked to a run right there and got the first and then hit a couple nice plays to Roger Lewis and hit Tavares King. Then obviously Roger with the big play on fourth down the left sideline. So I thought the guys stepped up. We're excited about the opportunity and wanted to go get the win. We could smell it, we could taste it, and it was there for us, and we went and got it.
How did you feel to get the MetLife Stadium crowd back on your side?
Yeah, it was great. It was great to get a win at home and get the crowd going, get the excitement, and so that's what we need. We need to feel good, get the crowd going, and help us out. So it was a big win.
Eli, especially after so many games earlier in the season where you had the leads and let it get away, how much satisfying is this?
Yeah, this was nice. Get the game. We knew it was going to be kind of a tight game and a little bit difficult just with the wind and conditions. It wasn't an easy day to throw the ball and take shots down the field. So I thought we were patient. Didn't turn the ball over. Except we obviously had the one with Shane on the halfback pass, but. We played smart football, and defense was playing outstanding, and just knew we had to be patient, take our shots when we could, and did some good things.
It was a lot easier throwing the ball in the direction you went over time.
Yeah, a little easier going towards our tunnel, especially when you got kind of down near the red zone on the other side of the 50. Kind of we're going the opposite way into that end zone. It's a tough, tough, especially throwing to your left.
Obviously it pales in comparison to the team accomplishment today, but 209 consecutive starts for you. How's it feel as you reflect on that?
I always think that's kind of a team effort. Obviously, I need my guys to keep me upright, offensive line, over the years, running backs, receivers getting open. So, I want to be there for my teammates each and every week, be accountable. Obviously throwing some good fortune, some good luck in there as well. But, I'm more concerned about, excited about this win than that.
You had a halfback option pass and a fake punt. Was there a sense or a commitment to being a little more aggressive or something?
Well, obviously that's the special teams and on the fake punt, but it's fourth, kind of midfield, fourth and one. So I think aggressive call to go get the first right there, and then that one didn't lead to the touchdown, but and then the halfback pass, something we saw on film. We could get aggressive safeties, and so I think it probably with the wind, Shane's probably not used to throwing many passes into a little 25 mile an hour wind. So I think that got the best of him today.
You go over that play with Shane this week on film.
Oh yeah, we'll give him a hard time. I asked him if he'd thrown any passes in the NFL before. He said that was his first. I said that's probably your last also. So. But he'll take a hard time about that one. But that's it's okay after a win. Easier to accept it.
How much of an impact did having Shane Smith back in the lineup have for you guys?
Yeah, I think it was good. Getting the fullback, just giving us some different runs and show some different looks. So we were in. He got a good bit of snaps today, and just to change up. We're doing more three tight end stuff, more two tight ends, fullbacks. Some more ways just to get the running tackle going.
Eli, on the pass, the fourth down pass to Roger Lewis in overtime, I think it was a fourth and five, not exactly a high percentage pass, especially considering the conditions. Was he your first option there, or did you see something?
Yeah, they were coming out with an all-out blitz, and so had Roger one-on-one, and thought best way to get the ball up in time, and so give him a shot, make a play, and or get a pass interference. So he did a great job, coming back to the ball a little bit and making a play.
Chad Wheeler had his first extended NFL action today. How do you think he did for his first action, especially going up against a guy like Justin Houston?
Yeah, I thought Chad did a good job, and like I said, going against a good player, he held his own, and was comfortable. And I thought, he'll learn from it. There's nothing like experience in that first game. Kind of just getting accustomed to things and the speed of everything. I thought he did a good job.
Eli, do the energy feel different on the sidelines today in this one?
Yeah, I mean, I think we talked about that a little bit during the week. Just, we got to do a better job keeping the energy up. And I thought, it's easy to start with a lot of energy for the game. But, second half, third quarter, hey, celebrate the stops, get the offense going, communicate a little bit more, and just, keep the excitement going and take that the whole game.